And we are back at Lakers Media Day in El Segundo. Steve Mason, John Ireland with you. Mason and Ireland show where it's all happening. And joining us right now, Dwight Howard. Dwight, good to see you, man. How are you?
Thank you. I'm amazing.
Dwight, is it possible, and you've been in shape your whole career. Mm-hmm. You're in sick shape right now. Are you in better shape now than when I interviewed you at Media Day 5 years ago for the Lakers?
I think I am.
I think so, too. Why? What do you think motivated you to get in the shape you're in now?
Because of last season, you know, being able to only play 9 games and, man, the stress of having back surgery, all that stuff. You know, I just promised myself if I, you know, really locked in during the summer, you know, get my body how I want it to be and is here now, so, you know, I'm happy about that.
You know, I saw you on the red carpet at the ESPYs, and you told me that you were doing some kind of fasting.
I did a 30-day fast.
What was that?
It was really good. You know, it was something that really just tested my mind and my body. You know, fasting is not easy. And when you only have one meal a day, especially how I was training, it's like, man, what am I doing? But it really just helped me get over a lot of mental barriers that were, you know, in the way for me getting to where I needed to get to as a person.
So it was as much for your head as it was for your body?
It was more so for my head, yes.
Dwight, you were only here for a year before, and I know it was a year that you and I have talked about this. You enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. It just, you felt at that time of your career you had a better opportunity in Houston.
Correct.
And you left. Why come back to the Lakers? What interested you in doing a reunion with this particular team?
You know, to be honest, I really didn't have any thoughts on it, you know, when it happened. I was literally sitting at home with my agent, and I was just telling him, like, we have to be ready and prepare for any type of situation. I don't know what Washington is going to do. I don't know anything right now.
Right.
So let's just prepare for everything. And he said, well, if Washington trades you, what team would you love to go to? And I was like, man, you know, I'd go back to the Lakers. And he was like, are you serious? I was like, yeah, I have no problem with L.A. I love playing in L.A., and I think it'd be great. And then a couple months later,
wow,
I get a call from my agent. He's like, the Lakers have a lot of interest in you. And I was like, man, thank you. So grateful. And just the doors open, and I'm just happy to be back.
John and I have talked about this. You are a lockdown, sure thing Hall of Famer. Mm-hmm. I watched Coach Vogel in his presser today, and he talked about you as more of a role player. What's that adjustment like for you?
It's not an adjustment. I think all of us have roles, you know. And the only thing that we're trying to do is win a championship. So, you know, I have no problem with playing any role. I know for this team to be successful, I have to be the best teammate and the best Dwight Howard I can be. You know, whatever they ask me to do, then, you know, I have to do that and be the best at it and not focus on that any outside noise or what anybody else has to say, because the only thing that matters is what my teammates in this organization is asking me to do.
Dwight, I think most fans know you're a 4-time Defensive Player of the Year. Do you still have that club in your bag? At this stage of your career, can you be the elite defender that you were earlier in your career?
I can do anything. I can do anything. I believe in myself, and, you know, that's not being cocky or anything like that, but if I put my mind to it and put my heart and everything to it, I believe I can do anything.
Feels like your head's really there right now. Feels like you're really emotionally ready for this season.
Well, it's not emotion. I think in order for me to be successful, emotion has to be left at home. They have to come in and do my job every single day. That's something I had to learn this summer. Is when you're working, you got to keep your emotions out. Because a lot of times it could break you, you know, when you have your emotions in the way. So for me, it's just leave my emotions and my ego at home and just come in ready to work.
All right, so we're looking at a situation where there are going to be times this year, maybe as recently as a week from tomorrow, mm-hmm, where Dwight Howard, LeBron James, and Anthony Davis are on the same team on the court at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Have you got your head around that yet? That's like an all-star game, man.
I've been thinking about it every single day. seriously, I've just been like, man, this is crazy. I'm playing with LeBron James. I'm playing with Anthony Davis. I'm playing with Rajon Rondo. It's just all these guys, I'm like, man, I just can't believe that, you know, we're going to be on the same team and we're all fighting for the same mission. You know, usually it's just us competing against each other, but This is an unbelievable feeling.
When the Lakers signed you, I don't know. I'm a lot older than you, so I don't know if you've ever gone this far back in the NBA annals. But when the Lakers traded for Wilt in the 72 season when they won 33 games in a row, Wilt was no longer the 50-point-a-game Wilt, but he was still – he just made a decision – I'm going to be dominant defensively, and I'm going to be get every rebound. And all of a sudden, Wilt, Jerry West, and Gail Goodrich are on the same team, and they won the title. Have you ever thought about that, that you could be Wilt revisited in that sense? That if you, because I don't think anybody can
That's my favorite player.
So you know that story.
I do.
Yeah.
Wilt is my favorite player. I actually, I've looked up tons of videos on him. I have a Wilt Chamberlain painting in my room.
No kidding. I didn't know.
Yeah,
wow,
I was about to get Wilt Chamberlain tattered on my arm right here.
Wow.
He's really my favorite player, and he's one of my favorite people in life. And the thing that he did was sacrifice. And a lot of times it's hard for us to sacrifice because we want to be that person, you know, when the only thing that matters is getting another trophy. And when Wilt decided, hey, I done did all the scoring, I done did all the other stuff, let me just do what this team has asked me to do. He had one of the best seasons of his career, and he won a championship. So I want to have that same approach and bring out the will inside of me and help this team win.
You've obviously been here before, and you've made several stops since. What's it mean to have Lakers on your jersey? What does that brand mean to you?
Man, I'm just full of gratitude, you know, and I'm just thankful, you know, for the opportunity to play at a high level, but also come back here and play in L.A. You know, this organization has been great since I've been back. And, you know, I never thought that this would happen, that I'll be playing for the Lakers again. You know, I literally hated, you know, how this situation ended the first time. But divine timing is everything. You know, I believe everything happens for a reason. And it's a reason why I'm back here in L.A. And, man, you know, God is awesome, so I'm happy.
Dwight, congratulations, man. I'm glad you're getting a second crack at this.
Because,
you know, I tell people all the time, you weren't unhappy here before. People have this memory of your 1 year here. I think you played hurt more than you let any of us know, which I think was noble of you. But
yeah,
you're healthy now, right?
I played with a torn labrum.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Coming off back surgery. I shouldn't have played the whole year, but as an athlete, you know, you don't want to let your fans down. You want to come out and give everything you got. And I tried that, and unfortunately, you know, with having a torn labrum and coming off back surgery, it was very tough. But that wasn't the time.
Right.
That wasn't the time. But
well, now it is.
I really believe that this is our time.
All right. Hey,
season.
Dwight, great seeing you, man. Thank you very much. Welcome back.
Thank
Appreciate it.
So
looking forward to a great season.
Good to see you, man.
All right, Dwight Howard joining us. Lakers Media Day. More is coming up. Mason and Ireland, ESPN LA.